We're in Nesivos Shalom in the additional volumes. We're in volume number Aleph, where it talks on different Inyanei Avodas Hashem. We're starting from the beginning of the first topic here in Nitivei Yisodei HaTorah, the ways of the foundations of Torah. We're clarifying the foundations of Torah. B'ezras Hashem, we'll be starting a series on this. We'll be doing them continuously around once a week. And we'll keep going further and further and further into the Sefer. We'll take it one piece at a time. So he opens up here in the introduction on page Lamed Tet. It doesn't say it on top, but it's page Lamed Tet. In the Pticha, his introduction here to Yisodei HaTorah, these foundational principles of Torah. Says the Slonimer, Rabbeinu HaRambam Poteach Sifro HaGadol Hayarach Hazakah B'ilchot Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam who took all of Shas, all of Torah, and was the one who took Talmud Bavli, Milashon Mivubal, which is, on its surface, seems like a mess. There's a deep order to it, but on the surface, seems like a mess. Seems like a bunch of tangents and conversations. And he took all of that and organized that. He organized all of Torah into his Sefer, the Yerach Hazakah. And he opens up, his first topic in that Sefer is Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. The Halachot of the Foundations of Torah. Bitocham hu kolel hilchot emunat Hashem v'yichudo, ahavat v'yirat Hashem, kiddush shemo, v'lishmoa b'kol navi. The Rambam, the master codifier, the master organizer of Jewish history, amongst many other things, he included in this opening chapter called the Foundations of Torah, inside he included emunat Hashem, yichudo, unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that it all comes back to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavat Hashem, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirat Hashem, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiddush Shemo, being HaKadosh Shem Shamayim. V'lishmoa b'kol Navi, and listening to the words of the Naviim. Rabbeinu korei l'mitzvot halalu yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam called all of these mitzvot, he defined, he categorized all of these mitzvot as Yisodei HaTorah. He defined these mitzvot as being the foundational mitzvot of the Torah. Ki hem bivchinat yisodot lekalut haTorah. Because these are the foundations for the entirety of Torah. These are the foundations. This is what it stands on. Emunat Hashem, Yichudo, Ahava, Yirah, Kiddush Shemo, Lishmo B'Kol Navi. These are the foundations. Ukemo shekatuv v'perush al Rambam. Bepetach Yilchot Elu Bezeh Lashon says V'Yilchot Harishonot Yisodei HaTorah. These halachos, these foundations of the Torah, Kira'an Kach, they're called these because Lefi Sha Mitzvot HaNichlalot Bahem, the mitzvot that are included in Yisodei HaTorah, the foundations of Torah. Lefi Sha Mitzvot HaNichlalot Bahem Hein Ikar HaTorah V'Yisodoteha. These are the main aspects of Torah. This is what Torah is about. This is the prime elements of Torah and the foundations of all of Torah. Domim heim al derech mashal binyan bayit. It's like if a person wants to go and build a house. Shachilek hakoveya biyoter bechosko v'godlo shel habayit. Hu hayisod. The most important part when you're building a house, what's going to determine the ability to build, how much you're going to be able to build, how well you're going to be able to build. The entirety of what you're going to build is all premised on, is all dependent upon the foundation. If that foundation is deep, if that foundation is strong, if that foundation is wide, you can go up to the heavens. You can go up stories and stories and stories. If that foundation is small, if it's weak, you can't build on it. Everything that comes is dependent on the strength of the foundation, and these are the foundations of Torah. These are the Yisodei HaTorah. These are the foundations of all of Torah. Again, like we said, the more, the stronger your foundation is, the deeper your foundation is, the more you can build on it. And if it's not strong enough, if it's not strong, the second that something rocks that house, the second that it begins to shake, the whole house falls down because the foundation can't support it. Kach gam mashma'utam shel mitzvot elu b'Torah kadosha. So too are these mitzvot when it comes to Torah. And when it comes to our avodas Hashem, when it comes to Torah and avodas Hashem, these are the foundations. She'einan kishara mitzvot. These mitzvot, says the Nesiv Shalom, are not like any other mitzvot. These mitzvot are unique. These mitzvot are... These mitzvot are taken out of the rest of the mitzvot by the Rambam and put in their own section called the foundation of the Torah because Elahim ha'yisodot v'reshit kol abinyan. These are the foundations in the beginning of the whole building. It's an incredibly important concept. We spend so much time learning the details of so many mitzvot. We spend time understanding so many aspects of Torah. It could be that you've had a shir here and there on Avas Hashem, on Yirat Hashem, on Emuna, but we need to study these things deeply. If you've never had shir on these topics, you don't have a foundation in Torah. And you see so many people who grow up from, people who grow up, even if they don't grow up from, who grow up in at least a marechet, at least a framework of Judaism, and the second that they encounter something that challenges Judaism, the whole infrastructure falls. They walk away. We have so many Jews, lo aleinu, we have a korban of so many Jews walking away. Walking away because they're challenged on some of the most basic concepts of Judaism. Because if you don't have a strong foundation, something comes and shakes you a little bit, everything falls. And because you chose these topics, nobody told you what to pick. You chose these topics. Whether you realized it or not, whether you understood what you said or not, whether you understood what you were feeling or not, you said, I want chizuk in my foundation. I want a strong yesod. I want to be mechazik in these topics because deep down I understand this is what it takes to create the foundation of continuous Jewish life, the foundation of a Jewish home, literally and metaphorically, that won't shake in the wind, that won't be pushed around in college, that won't be pushed around, that won't shake and fall in the pressures of life. These are the foundations. And the more we strengthen them, the more we deepen them, the stronger our internal and external Jewish home is. And additionally, also, not just the negative, the higher we can build, the higher we can get in our avodas Hashem in general. These are the foundations. Next paragraph. The biur bazeh, ki haTorah vaHamitzvot nitnu lemi shehu Yehudi. Let's explain, let's go a little deeper. Torah and mitzvot were given to a person who's Jewish. Ukefi erech shlemut yahaduto, and again, it's so simple when you hear it, but it's so deep. According to the depth, according to the scale of the perfection of that Judaism itself, so too will that be able, that person be able to be mekabel Torah and mitzvot. If I don't have emuna, so what difference does it make to me whether it's Shemitah or not? If I don't have Avas Hashem, what do I care whether I say Kriyat Shema or not? If I don't have Yirat Hashem, why do I care to be Shomer Negiah at all? Meaning like, what's the point? If I don't have these foundations, I can learn everything there is. You can teach me every mitzvah from here till tomorrow. You can walk me through all Sizun 13. But why do I care to keep them? My Judaism is what founds by being a Jew. And without that, why would I do it? This is the framework. Aval mitzvot elu, these mitzvot that the Rambam takes out, puts on a pedestal, creates the foundations. Elu shel yisodei haTorah she'ikaran einan mitzvot masiyot. These aren't active mitzvot. You can't be like, okay, now I'm going to do 5 minutes of Avas Hashem. What does that even mean? I'm going to do 5 minutes of Emuna. What does that mean? These aren't actions to do. It's not a lulav and etro. You can't shake Emuna in all six directions and call it a day. What does that mean to have Avat Hashem? What does that mean to have Yirat Shamayim? Mashtichiyut hema lechovat halevavot. Mishtaychot. Mishtaychot hema lechovat halevavot. But rather, these things are connected to our lave. These are mitzvot that are all connected to our hearts. These are about who we are inside, how we feel, the Jew that we forge ourselves into, that will do those mitzvot and do them totally differently because we've transformed who we are. We've transformed how we think. We've transformed how we feel. We've made ourselves into that Jew. Hema yisodei yehuduto. These are the foundations of the Jews we are that will do that Judaism. Through this, when we think like a Jew. Our thoughts are Jewish. Hashkafatov, Yehudiot. Our outlook on life, the glasses through which we see the world and the world is filtered into us, our very perspective on the world becomes Jewish. Yurigshot libo hargashim yudim leim. And our feelings, our Jewish feelings. We're transforming every aspect of our internal world. That we're becoming Jews. We're living as Jews. I'm thinking Jewish. I'm seeing Jewish. I'm feeling Jewish. This is how we create that internal world of a Jew. These establish the identity, the internal Jewish identity. This brings out that pintle yid, that little Jew inside, and allows it to expand, to grow, to flesh out, to develop. That's who I'm going to be. And that's going to be the framework for how I'm going to do. Lekachim yisodeya Torah v'amitzvot. That's why these are the foundations of Torah and mitzvot. Ve'ad shebehe'edar kiyum mitzvah kazo. To the point where if you don't have these mitzvot, you don't do these mitzvot. Lo chiseh rak mitzvah. El yisod min yisodeya Torah v'shlemut binyan yudit me'orer. But rather you're missing a mitzvah of the foundations of Torah. You're missing an element of your foundation and an aspect of perfection in this structure of Judaism that's inside. Next paragraph. Kishanit bonein bilachot elu. And when we reflect on these mitzvot, bottom paragraph. Kishanit bonein bilachot elu. When we reflect on these mitzvot, otam maneha rambam biklal zeh shel yisodei haTorah. These ones that the Rambam includes in these foundations of the Torah. V'nit amek ledaat mahu hakav haklali hameachidota, and we reflect on these. We always have to reflect on Torah. Torah is infinitely deep, and I take a moment to reflect, and I ask myself, why did the Rambam pick these mitzvot? What connects? What's the unifying factor between these mitzvot that make them the foundations of Torah? What's the common denominator? Nimsa shehatochen apnimi shelahem hu akesher ben Yehudi laviv shavashamayim. What unites all these mitzvot? All of these mitzvot are about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what unifies these together. Im ze mitzvat emunat Hashem biyichudo, o inyanei ahavat Hashem biyirat Hashem, shezo mitzvat, shezo mitzvat, again, that's what these mitzvot are about. These are all dafka about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo ken, gam mitzvat kedushat Hashem, even kedush Hashem, shechalotahi bechol eit velo rak bi'eit ha-nisayon. Kedush Hashem is it goes all the time. It's not just in a moment of test. It's not just that question of when I give up my life or not in this moment. It's all about our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sarich liyos. Next page. Turn around. On the back side of the page. Mem. Page Mem. Ad kidei misirot nefesh al kiddush shmo yitbarach. The thing is very deep. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is that if I had to give up my life for God, I would. How do I keep that mitzvah? Why is that one of the foundations of Torah? How do I relate to that in my daily life? Am I working on my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that yes, in this moment right now, I'm working to feel so close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that if I were to need to give my life for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I would do it in an instant. I would do it in an instant. Because I'm working to have that deep of a relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how I fulfill that mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem, every moment. Am I developing my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that right here, right now, if that moment were to come, I connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu so much that unflinchingly I would give my life for him? Am I developing that relationship, that kesher? Am I developing that relationship, that kesher? Do I truly love God? Do I truly fear, or am I in awe of God? Do I have a deep connection of whatever emunah is? And hopefully he'll define it. We'll wait to see how he defines it. Do I have a deep relationship of emunah? Simplistically, believing in God on a simple pshat level. Do I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu more deeply? Am I in a relationship of faithfulness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? These are all about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gama mitzvah, lishmoa b'kol navi. So too, the mitzvah to listen to a navi. Asher yidaber bishmo yitbarach. Who's speaking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's speaking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The navi is speaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. It's this eternal bond. We're still reading, learning the words of the Nevi'im. We're still meant to be living the words of the Nevi'im because there are HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us through the Nevi'im for all generations. They connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tochna. Ki shefa elyon v'davar Hashem le'olam shofia el homo Yisrael al yidea v'adava Nevi'im asher b'chol dor v'dor. And even more than that, he says, all of the bestowal that comes down from on high and continues to come upon Klal Yisrael, it's all coming through as Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im also in our generations. They may not be Nevi'im in the same level as they were back in the day, but those, the leaders of our generation who are bringing down Devar Hashem, bringing out Devar Hashem. Rav Shlomo wrote the Sefer because the Chassidus was getting too hard, so he brought it down one step deeper. He brought it down one step lower. He brought it down one step closer to us. He's speaking to us. Those are the Nevi'im of our generation. Not a Navi in the classic sense of the word, but the sense they're bringing Dvar Hashem to us. They're bringing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us. These are eternal like all of the other parts of the foundations of Torah. That come out through the Chochmei HaDor. They come out to the greatest people of the generation, every single generation. Chazal say, Hashomea mipi echad. One who hears from the one mouth. What does it mean to hear from the mouth of one? It means when I go and I ask, and I ask a gadol, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? What's the halacha in this case? What is, in this stage of my life, what should I be doing next? Where should I go next? And you ask a gadol, you're really bringing down Devar Hashem. He says that, says the Midrash, that when you hear those words, you hear that answer from that gadol. You hear that answer from that person who's giving you that Eitzah. You hear it, that you're here, you're speaking to one of the Zakenim. And not only that, when you hear it here, the 70 Zakenim of the Sanhedrin speaking to you. And not only that, hear Moshe Rabbeinu speaking through that person, hear Moshe's voice. And not only that, says the Midrash, hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you. It's such a powerful thing. I don't want to totally kill the story because we're going to give it over Bezrat Shem and Nevad at some point later in the year. But there was one point where, again, I'm not going to give the deal of the story, we'll save that for a different time. But there was one point, and Baruch Hashem, everybody should have a Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, I have a Rebbe. And I went to my Rebbe. My wife and I were talking about what to do in a particular moment of life. In terms of what to do next, it was a very delicate moment. It was a very emotionally charged moment in terms of what to do next in a certain realm of where to go next in life. And over time, I worked very, very hard to figure out who my Rebbeim are. Who's my Rebbe? And we said, you know what? I'm going to ask my Rebbe. She said, I think my wife was the one who said, let's ask our Rebbe. And so I went to our Rebbe, and I went to ask him. And I said, I really don't know what to do. Should we do this or should we do that? Which way should we go? Which way should we go? And he said, I'm telling you. He said, I don't have the answer for you. I don't have the answer for you. But you need to speak to so-and-so. Speak to this gadol. And I'm telling you, whatever he says, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking through him. And the beauty of it is that no matter what he says, no more sfeikos, no more doubt. Because whatever he tells you, I'm telling you, is Me'is Hashem. To get to that point, again, to realize, see what he's saying here, it's not nevuah, mitzad nevuah, like in the times of the Nevi'im, but it's Dvar Hashem coming out in this world through the Gedolim. When you pick a Rebbe, if you really pick a Rebbe, and you're talking about somebody who really is ra'oi to be a Rebbe, and you go and you ask them, it's because you believe that when they speak, they're bringing down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words to you. And when he said that, yes, he said, go to speak this particular Gadol Hador. I wanted to ask somebody else because I'm egotistical and stubborn. So I went back to him and said, what about asking this other? He said, no, I told you, speak to him, no sfikos. And we went dafka, and it was very hard to get to him. We went to that gadol, and he clarified everything. He clarified everything. To understand that when we talk to not asking a simple, not necessarily asking like, you know, you pass by, you know, Rabbi Cohen on the street. You know, Rabbi, I guess that's the equivalent of like Rabbi Smith on the street, right? Rabbi Cohen on the street. And say, you know, like, is this Shahakal or Mizonos? That's not what we're talking about. When you go and you have a Rebbe and you really ask him, and you believe this person is bringing on Dvar Hashem, to hear Dvar Hashem when they speak. That you're hearing a Kadosh Baruch Hu speak through them. That's when you finally, Bezrat Hashem, find that person who you turn to for advice consistently, you feel is really bringing out Dvar Hashem. That's how you need to see it. That's how you need to feel. That's how you need to hear it. And he's saying that even that's a direct connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're simply a conduit for bringing out that connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So all of these mitzvot, swinging back around, all of these mitzvot that are Yisodei HaTorah, that are the foundations of Torah, every single one, it's all about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the foundation of all of Torah, and these are the mitzvot that are the internal mitzvot that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that makes them the foundations of Torah. Next paragraph. V'achin, Ikar ha'avodah shel chasidei kadma'ei v'chol ha'holchim b'ikvotzehem. Therefore, the avoda of the early chasidim and all who walk in their ways, the chasidim rishonim, the pious people of old, ha'ita b'mitzvot elu shehem yisodei ha'Torah. It was dafka focusing on these mitzvot which are the foundations of Torah. Kol yimehem hityagu lehasig mitzvot elu b'tachlit hashlimut. Their whole lives, every day, they were toiling to grasp this mitzvah in its perfection. Uvahem yishkiu kol hachumrot vahidurim. And it was into these mitzvot. Here's where they put their chumras. Here's where they put their hider mitzvah. It's an amazing thing. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, he wrote Derech Hashem. He wrote Mesilas Yesharim. It's amazing. In the last few decades, it came out. We found the original manuscript of Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim that we have. Anybody here own a Mesilas Yesharim yet? Yeah. Fantastic. The Mesilas Yesharim that you have was the second draft. There is an earlier draft that has come out to light. The Ramchal was very big into dialogue. A lot of his earlier works, his key works, they're dialogues between two people. He also was a playwright. He liked that sense of learning through dialogue, back and forth. And so the original Mesilas Yesharim was actually a dialogue between a chacham and a chassid. An intelligent person and a chassid, a very pious person. A chacham who knew all Torah and all wisdom, legitimately. And a chassid who was mamish davening his heart out and saying to Hillel and connected, I'm working on minhag and all this stuff. And it's crazy. He said this, he wrote this in the 1700s. Nothing has changed. He wrote this, the introduction in that original, it's called Seder Vikuach, the dialogue version. You get it in Hebrew English. It's in Hebrew English. The dialogue version says, Sharm. The opening there is unbelievable. You hear the Ramchal, what he really, his real premise of the Sefer, what he was really trying to say before he either chose to or had to rewrite it. What he was really trying to say, what the real premise of the Sefer is. And he looks at the Chacham and he says, you spend your whole life, learning the details of all mitzvot. There's thousands of mitzvot, of sukkah and lulav and etrog. Thousands of mitzvot, of details of mitzvot, of tefillin. Thousands of details of mitzvot, by shemitah. Thousands of details of mitzvot, everything. How much time have you sunk into the details of the mitzvot of Avat Hashem, of Yirat Hashem? Of Emunah. How much time have you sunk into that? And the Chacham looks back at him in the face and says, I'll be honest with you. Not much. You know why? Because they're simple and they're obvious. And why would I waste my time? And you hear the Ramchal. Open up your hearts for a second. You hear the Ramchal crying through the pages in the 1700s. You hear him. And if you want me to show you a page, where to look, I'll show you. You should read it inside in his words. You hear the Ramchal crying through the pages. You believe that all these mitzvot have thousands of details. You could spend your whole life learning these mitzvot. But Avat Hashem, doesn't have details. Avat Hashem doesn't take time. Avat Hashem comes naturally. Yirat Shamayim doesn't have details. Yirat Shamayim comes naturally. Emunah is just something you've got. Really? Really? And he's got to fight tooth and nail to convince the Chacham, a genuine true Chacham, to convince him that these things are things we need to be pouring our hearts into. Things we need to be working on with our kishkas. That version got buried 300 years later. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. I remember when I was in my first year, it took me a while to get used to YU. My first year in YU, and I was like, at that time there was even less of an emphasis on sort of the more ruchni and spiritual sides of Judaism, let's say, when I was there. Now there's at least attempts to here and there to make that happen. I remember it was Erev Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. And I remember walking by like big, beautiful poster on the wall. This is pre-WhatsApp, so we had posters, they're printed, they're on the wall, you could touch them and stuff. Okay. So there's this big poster on the wall, and it was like, Avat Hashem and Yirat Shemayim. And I was like, finally, a shir here. Optional shir, not on the detail, but like something. Avat Hashem and Yirat Shemayim. And I jumped right away and I ran up and I was like, what is it? What is it? And then in big bold letters, it was like, a halachic perspective. And I was like, come on. Come on. Let's get into things a little bit. Let's not have it be a one-off shir. And let's get into things a little bit. At least they had a halachic perspective on it. Okay, good. That's progress. A little progress. Progress. But the idea is, you walk into a base medrash and you're learning just endless amounts of Gemara and endless amounts of halacha, but there's such a lack of emphasis on emuna, on ava, on yira, on what is this core mitzvah of yichud Hashem, the unity of God. What does that mitzvah even mean? Do we know? Do we even think about it? Do we even care to give it time? You stop. An average from Jew on the street and ask, what is mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? I'm so curious what they're going to make up on the spot. These mitzvot are the foundations of Judaism. They're the foundations of Judaism. And we don't give them any time. We don't barely give them any thought. Barely give them any effort. And hear what he's saying here. These are the foundations of Judaism. And hear what he's saying here. That we lost it. It's not that we never knew. We knew. The Hasidim Rishonim. The original pious people of old. The original people everybody looked up to. Where did they put their emphasis? In connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the core. That's the foundation. That's the essence. And we need to get back to that. And that's what we're doing here. We need to get back to that. Because without that, we're missing the foundation. We're missing the Aleph base. We're missing what everything is premised on. We're missing it. Continues on and says, we'll go back a line. Hearing what he's saying, take it from the beginning of the paragraph. I can hear with these words now, with that perspective. V'achin ikar ha'avodah, the main avodah of the chassidi kadmai, of the original chassidim. V'chol ha'olchim b'ikvotein, anybody, if you want to follow in their footsteps, if we plan to follow in their footsteps, that's us. The ways, the main avodah of these chassidim rishonim, and anybody who wants to walk in their footsteps, ha'itav mitzvot elu shei mitzvotei ha'Torah, it's in these mitzvot, because these mitzvot are the foundations of Torah. Kol yimeihem, they're all of their days. Hityag'u lehasig, they work, they toil to grasp. Mitzvot elu b'taklit ha'shlimut, to grasp these mitzvot in their perfection. Uvahem ishkiu kol ha'chumrot v'ahidurim, and it's in these mitzvot. We're always wondering. People wonder, where is it appropriate to add chumras? If I want to take it one step further. If I want to take it one step, where do I add the chumras? Where do I add the hither? I'm somebody who goes and I walk around and I spend a week, I spend mamish a week looking at every etrog in Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. I go through every box and every crate to make sure to find the perfect hither of etrog. When was the last time we thought about a chumra and avas Hashem? When was the last time I thought how to be mehader, my yirat shamayim? This is what they were doing. And if we want to follow in their footsteps, this is how we be. This is the road to piety. This is the road to dveikus. This is where it's at. These are the foundations of Torah. Whether it's in the midst of Emunah, Sha'Rambam Korei Aleha Bereish Sifro, that the Rambam says in the beginning of his Sefer, Yisod has Nesoda Yisodot, that Emunah is not just the foundation. Emunah, that we're going to go in the beginning of the first piece, which is the introduction. We're not even in the piece yet, we're in the introduction. In the first piece on Emunah, the Rambam says, Emunah is not a foundation. He says it's Yisod HaYisodot, the foundation of all the foundations. How do we not spend time on that? How do we not spend time on that? Yisod HaYisodot. What kind of flimsy, shaky, uninhabitable, dilapidated buildings of Judaism are we building? These are the foundations. This is the foundation of all foundations. It's a received tradition from the true tzaddikim. What makes one tzaddik better than another tzaddik? What makes one tzaddik greater than another tzaddik? The Masorah is taloi b'midata emunah. It all comes down to emunah. And if we stay with this true but simplistic definition of emunah, that emunah means belief. And if I believe that God exists and I think that I'm done, I haven't started. It's emunah. It's coming from the first of the Aseres Hadibros. You think God is wasting the first of the Aseres Hadibros with believe I exist as you stand here at Har Sinai hearing me speak from the top of the mountain? Really? That's how far it goes? That's it? That's what the tzaddikim are working on. And what makes one tzaddik greater than another tzaddik? Not the number of times he's been through Shas, 182 or 375. Not how many times he's been through Shulchan Aruch. How deep are his foundations of Emunah? And that extra inch makes all the difference. Taloi b'midata Emunah. Kechol shehi yoter zaka'u v'vira'atzlo, the more that it's pure and clear to that person, to that tzaddik, and how it relates to all the other foundations of Torah. And in particular, how much that tzaddik works, how much we all need to work constantly to get to a level of Ahavat Hashem, of Dveikus, of clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the way that the Rambam himself writes, the great rationalist and organizer, the way the Rambam himself writes. We've learned this before. It's such a beautiful piece. You can learn it again and again and again. He quotes it all the time. What's true ahavat Hashem? And all that goes into it. She'ahavet Hashem, ahava gidola yitira azama'od. To love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous, deep, strong love, a real love, is the Rambam going on about how to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achidin avshok shura be'ahavat Hashem, till your soul is bound up in ahavat Hashem. What does that mean? How do I achieve that? I don't know. Let's turn the page and get to the halachic stuff. No. What does the Rambam mean? He's the rationalist. He's the Sefer we're learning. He put this first. How do you skip that? How do you not go into that? How do we live life without that foundation? Whether it's Alpi Chassidus because you love the Nesivos Shalom, whether you're rashis and love the Rambam, it doesn't matter. Everybody's starting with the same Aleph Beis, and we're missing Aleph Beis. We're missing the Aleph Beis of a depth of understanding, not one sheer, not a cute idea, not a fluffy concept, to get into what is Emunah? What is Ava? What is Yira? How do I acquire it? How do I live it? How do I attain it? How do I build it into myself? How do I strive to be like the Tzadkim and Tzidkaniyot? How do I strive? This is where it comes from. This is the end of the Rambam. Then the Rambam began describing Ava Hashem. To get to the point where I'm mamish lovesick crazy for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam talking, the rationalist. You've reached it when you're lovesick for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Give me a halachic parameter for lovesick, please. Give me a prescription for lovesick. What's that mean? The Rambam understood what it meant. And he's telling all of us to strive for it also. But that takes work. That takes a lot of work. Next paragraph, second from the bottom. The Haiman Debai. Lemehavi Chasida, And that which is required to mamash become like these chassidim shnei negim. We're not talking about bekeshes and shtrimals. We're talking about the original pious people of old. Chassidim of our day are also wonderful people. But he's talking about the original chassidim. Sarik la'ashkia ikar avorato liyot holech ve'ole be'inyanim elu. We need to put ourselves into it. Really immerse ourselves in our avoda. To walk in these ways, to make this become who we are. Shim ka'amur yisodeya Torah v'avodat Hashem. These are the foundations of Torah v'avodat Hashem. V'yavchin heitev. And to really think, to really contemplate. And contemplation, as we've said many times, contemplation is one of the lost arts of our generation. Hitboninut. Contemplation. Reflection. We live in a generation where we want answers to questions so you just Google it. Now you don't have to Google it because you don't have to bother typing the words. Just ask a Syrian. She'll give you the answer. We're all about information. Immediate answers to specific questions as though complex questions have simple answers. As though an AI or an algorithm can answer my Avodas Hashem questions. As though a WhatsApp Shaila can really give me guidance on how to live life. That's not what we're talking about. These things require hit boninut, reflection, contemplation. It requires us to actually stop. It requires us to actually take time to be internal. Something which, perhaps painfully, but the lesson hopefully was learned nonetheless. Hopefully was learned nonetheless despite the pain of the importance of, yes, sometimes being isolated. Sometimes being isolated. Sometimes being alone. To be alone with myself, not because it's mandated, but to be alone with myself by choice. To go for a walk by myself. No AirPods in. No music in the background. No video playing in the background. To walk and to be alone with myself. And alone with myself and God. Alone with myself and God and to say, who am I? Anybody in this room who thinks they have the answer to that question, anybody listening to this recording, I don't care how old you are, who thinks they know the answer to that question, is fooling themselves, myself included. We all may have a sense of who we are, but there's so many layers to go, and the only way to get there is through contemplation, is through reflection. Who am I? What do I genuinely want? What do I genuinely need? What am I doing in this world? Where am I going? Why am I here? Am I truly serving God? When I did that mitzvah today, did I really do the mitzvah? When I davened today, did I really daven? When I said the bracha, was it really l'shem shamayim? To do that contemplation and reflection. It's in the beginning of Yeshayahu. This has been going on since the times of the Nevi'im of old. He screams out, yelling at the Jews. We read this during the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. Ami lo hitbonan. Back in the times of the Nevi'im, they were still yelling about this. My people don't think. My people don't reflect. We need to turn off the devices and separate out for a second. At certain moments, the only way we get answers to those questions is to stop talking and to start reflecting. To stop taking input, to quiet and to think and to reflect. Who am I? Where am I? What do I want to get? How do I achieve Ahavat Hashem? Do I believe in God? If I believe in Him, do I have a connection with Him? If so, on what level? And how do I deepen it? How do I get more in awe of Him? And is it fear? Is it awe? How do I actually love God who I can't see and I can't feel and I can't touch? How do I hear Him respond to me when I daven if He doesn't talk back in a way that I think I can hear? That takes contemplation and reflection. It's the only way to get there. You can talk and talk and talk to you blue in the face. The only way to get there is to turn inwards and to reflect. The lost art of hitboninut. So much more needs to be said on that. But that's what he's saying here. V'yivchon. To understand. I didn't even say hitbonin. I just gone off on a total, whatever. It's there, but it's not there in the words. It's there. V'yavchin etev. To really understand. The only way to get there is through hitboninut. To really reflect and to really contemplate. V'yivchon etev. Am I really to distinguish? The only way to distinguish is to think and to reflect and to contemplate. Am I really Am I really immersed in these mitzvot? Be'emes. And not just that I'm kidding myself. Not just that I run with a crowd in Shana Aleph or Shana Bet, or in college, or in grad school, or in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, wherever it may be, that I, on Washington Heights, like post-college. I'm going to ask myself, I live in a firm community. Not just do I run with the right people, but deep down, inside me, am I immersed in Avat Hashem? Am I immersed in Yirat Shamayim? That's a really tough question. And I may not like the answer. And it may even be mechayiv me to do more, and that's very scary. But the only way to do that is to reflect on that, is to make those distinctions, is to be honest with myself. And when I get those answers, when I look myself in the mirror and I'm honest with myself to say, okay, then what's the next step? And to fight for it. To make it happen. At the very least, like the Ramchal was saying, in the original Mitzvah Sharon, at least as much as the other mitzvot. If you could go to a shir, how many here are in a Hilchos Shabbos shir? When was the first day of Hilchos Shabbos shir? Was it the first day of the year? When's the last day of your Hilchos Shabbos class? The last day of the year? Emunas Hashem. Did that class start in the first day of the year and end the last day of the year? Where? And again, I'm not critiquing Chas V'Shalom, the amazing seminary that we're in. We as a culture, as Jewish people, in all generations, from Amila Dopanan of Yeshayahu, through the Ramchal begging it in the original Sefer Sharim, to today, we don't give it the attention it deserves. We don't even give it the attention, we give the other mitzvot. And these are the foundations. Lefachot kemo b'sharim, so at least as much as the other mitzvot. Shemishtadel lekaiman v'tachlit ha-hidurim, where we should strive to keep them with all the hidurim. Again, you learn about Esrog. Esrog is the classic mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, hidur mitzvah, Esrog. Yeah. The shape, the shape of it, the size of it, where the bumps are, where the bumps aren't, the dots, the color of the dots, you want it, the pitom, no, the whole thing. To have that level of obsession, healthy obsession, of obsession with my Avas Hashem, that I really express love rightly in that moment, that I share correctly in that moment, was I sensitive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment, that I hear Him speak back to me, am I obsessing over it, reflecting on it, getting deeper into it. Am I really immersed? Am I really immersed? Even more so, Zarich lahadera lishtadel mitzvot elu shein yisvei haTorah. Even more so that we need to work on these mitzvot that are the foundations of Torah. V'kalalanu v'sha'ar zeh mitzvat uvotidbak. And says in the Sivot Shalom, I also added one more mitzvah into this section, in addition to all the ones that the Rambam talks about. Says in Sivot Shalom, it's my sefer. I'm adding one more. I'm putting one more mitzvah into this section of the sefer, of uvot tibak, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Av she'arambam mifarsha le'yidabek b'talmid chacham u'mena abil chodeot. Ki kefiya mivu'ar b'divrein lahalan shitat rov ha'rishonim de'ikar ha'mitzvah de'dekut b'ashem. He says, I'm going along with Rov Rishonim, that, we'll talk about this, that who hold that all mitzvot, not just all mitzvot, are all ways of getting to the one central mitzvah of, what's the core mitzvah, what's at the heart of it, what are we all going for? Dvikus. Cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing thing. All of Judaism, deep down, what's the premise on? We focus so much time on the details without any context. The whole of Judaism is about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole of Judaism is about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we get so lost. Which shoe? Right shoe, left shoe, tie the left, tie the right. Yeah, but why? Well, because luckily this has to do with tefillin, and then it has to do with, maybe if you want to go on a deeper level, in terms of the chesed on the right, and gevurah on the left. Yeah, but why? Because it's supposed to connect me to God. Because I'm supposed to cling to God where I put on my shoes. How does that happen? That's the question we should be asking. How does that connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does putting on my shoes fill uvot tibak? Because every single mitzvah, it's 613 ways to cling, to get to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Sivot Shalom, I included dveikus here also. V'darshat Chazal. Chazal say, and one of the ways to do that is to cling to a Talmud Chacham. We'll talk about it more when we get there. That's his introduction to this whole section. And again, where is this coming from? It's coming from you. That's the type of group we have. I asked you, what do you want to learn? You said, Ahava, Yira, Dveikus. Baruch Hashem, we have an understanding in this room before we even start. An innate understanding. These things are important. What did the Nisibot Shalom just tell us? They're even way, way more important than you intellectually realized. Than we intellectually realized. And over the coming weeks, page by page, paragraph by paragraph, we're going to give it a little bit of the attention it deserves as the foundation of our Jewish lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to internalize these messages, to understand the importance of the Nisibot, to build those foundations so that we can build on top of it the most beautiful, glorious tower of Avodas Hashem that's there to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our entire lives. B'Zerat Hashem by all of us.